Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
But right now, political parties in Northern Ireland must compromise to keep the peace and resolve the Stormont impasse, George Mitchell has said. The former US senator who chaired the talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement was still speaking at an event to mark 25 years of the peace deal. Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson was at today's event. She joins us now. And Amanda, 89-year-old George Mitchell, he's been treated for leukemia, but he gave a really wide-ranging and sometimes emotional address today.
He did. I think that the people in the room and everyone that gets to listen to the address will reflect on his words. He's aware of, he's at the end stages of his life. He was making a joke about, you know that you're the end sort of nigh whenever you're unveiling a statue of yourself. And I think that it was very poignant, very emotional, the reflection that he gave at today's conference. So day one was all about reflecting. Then tomorrow is going to be under the theme Renew. And then day three is going to be reimagined. So I think that everyone is backslapping each other about how great the Good Friday Agreement is and talking about stories from the time. And we hear from Bertie Ahern and Bill Clinton and Tony Blair and a range of other key figures today. But really, there is that underlying sense that it's a little bit awkward because we don't have a fully functioning government at the moment. So there was a statement come in from Sir Geoffrey Donaldson to say that he'd had a meeting or an exchange with Bill Clinton earlier, where he highlighted to him that his party wants to get back to government, but spoke a bit about the cross community consensus, and the DUP just doesn't seem to be there quite yet, and that seemed to be a theme that came up in the conversation and on stage and in the comments that the various key figures were making. The conference itself ended today with Tony Blair saying that when people take a step back, the importance of taking a step back, and when you do that, you know what the right thing to do is, and he said you just need to get on and do it. And I don't think that people think that he's talking to anyone other than the DUP with comments like that.
Yeah, because he also cautioned against the 100%ers who demand everything and reject progress unless they get it. Do you think that message is going to be heard?
Well, I don't think we're going to get fully functioning government back this side of the local elections in May. I think that the DUP will take stock because it really will be a verdict on DUP supporters' view on what they're doing. And up to this point, although some support is wavering, the DUP support base is largely supportive of what the DUP has been doing. And then, of course, the assembly term would start in September. So, if it doesn't get pulled together for the start of a new assembly term and the DUP remains fundamentally opposed, then I suppose that's when people start to look to plan B. But at the moment, all the politicians are indicating that it's plan A. The British government isn't particularly keen to step in and administer direct rule. And of course, if that were to happen, it wouldn't be the direct rule of the past, because the Good Friday Agreement, while it doesn't provide for joint authority as such, and regardless of whether people choose to describe it that way or not, it does provide the Irish government for a deeper role if there aren't the institutions there. But certainly all the other parties want their mandate to be respected. And I think that you're hearing calls from the Alliance Party and others about a restructuring of the Stormont institutions so that we can stop having this stop-start form of government in the north. It's been collapsed for 40% of its lifetime and it's not really delivering for people, and the list of issues that need to be resolved is as long as your arm, and there's a weariness among people with regard to that. So I suppose that this big three-day international conference up at Queen's University is welcome because it gives people a chance to reflect on what's happened, but it also highlights where the peace process is failing, and hopefully that'll refocus a few minds.
Excuse me. Former President Mary McAleese also spoke today, Amanda. What did she have to say?
Yes, that's right. She was talking about the high level of unemployment in places like Ardoyan in North Belfast, where she grew up, and that hasn't changed. So she said, we have to give hope to people, who are saying the Good Friday Agreement, what are you doing for me? There are various communities that don't feel as if they have got that sort of peace dividend, as it's described. And I think there was a lovely moment in, as well as being a working journalist at the event, I was also a guest at the Women Leading Change lunch that was hosted by Hillary Clinton, and there's just a range of like incredible women, like Monica McWilliams and Avila Kilmurry and Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese, and the list goes on, all getting recognition for the role they've had to play in the peace process, and the fact that, you know, without women that the peace process wouldn't have happened. So I think it's important because people like Mo Mollum sometimes in the past have been written out of the history of pulling together peace in the North, and I think that is changing. You know, I haven't been at an event over the last you know, number of weeks that were sort of dissecting every part of the agreement where the role of women, whether they're of the British tradition, Irish tradition or Northern Irish or something in between, hasn't been recognised. So it was nice to be part of that and to hear those women talking about what needs to be done to push forward with you know, integrated education and victims being supported properly and you know, community development. So all those things are food for thought for the current crop of politicians as we reflect on what the previous crop of politicians did 25 years ago.
Just finally then, as you mentioned, the conference continues tomorrow and the day after. Is there anything in particular we should be looking out for, do you think, over the next 2 days?
Yes, I think so. I think that the academics are going to get a sort of run out tomorrow with their thoughts and their areas of expertise. So we're going to hear from them on the theme of renewal. The first panel of the day will be the five main parties. They're going to be represented by the leaders, apart from the DUP, who's being represented by Emma Little-Pengelly. So Doug Beattie and Mary Lou McDonald, Colm Eastwood and Naomi Long are going to be there as well. Okay. Then we're also going to hear from Mara Sefcovic and Mary Robinson and so on, and then the academics in the afternoon and fringe events focus on the victims community.
Okay, plenty of very interesting contributions yet to come. Thank you very much for joining us with that update. That is Amanda Ferguson, Belfast-based reporter.